I'm alone.
You better tell the truth.
I'm alone.
You picked the wrong house to burgle.
I'm not a thief.
Not a thief.
That's right.
You smashed window.
The bell on the door didn't work.
Keep. Hands raised.
Easy now. You can take the axe off my neck. I said you can...
I know what you said.
Albert? Who is he?
Burglar.
I couldn't get any reply at the front door. I've driven up from London. Took a wrong turning down by... Let me see. Down by Saffron Walden.
Saffron Walden?
Yes.
Has he taken or damaged anything?
Only window.
How do we know?
I watched him when he broke in.
This is dreadful. We moved from London to avoid this sort of thing.
I'm sorry.
We ought to call the police.
I've not taken anything.
Search him. Wait. I'll search him. Nothing. Nothing at all. How strange.
No identification, no driving license.
No.
No wallet.
Nothing. Clear off. Don't ever come back here again.
I don't want to leave.
You heard what she said.
I told you.
Go.
I've travelled a long way to get here.
What do you want?
I'm looking for Alice.
Looking for Alice by Peter McKelvey.
Hold him tightly, Albert. I'll get a rope.
Look, she's not dialing three nines, is she? I tell you, my car stopped. The carburetor's faulty. I had to walk miles.
Ow. Keep still.
You're trying to break my arm?
Maybe.
Tell her not to phone the police. What have I done? Broken a window? What have I taken? Nothing.
Tie him to the chair. Ow. You're trembling. He's more afraid of us than we are of him. I do hope you're not going to make a mess on the carpet. What's your name?
Neil.
Neil what?
Are we having formal introductions?
Frankly, I can't begin to understand you. And I don't think Albert can either. He's a great student. But I bet you can't begin to understand Neil, can you, Albert?
Why are you tying me up?
I think you're going to be a nuisance.
Didn't you call the police?
Not yet. It's late and they need their beauty sleep just like the rest of us. So, you're looking for... Who was it?
Alice.
Why?
I'm a relative.
Why here?
Last known address.
Albert, do you know an Alice?
No.
Aged about 20. Has a slight South African accent.
From time to time, Miranda has friends to stay. Your Alice may have been one of them, but I can't recall her.
I honestly thought I'd find her here.
Your honesty led you to breaking and entering. You're lucky the vigilantes didn't grab you.
Vigilantes?
We subscribe. The public has lost faith in the police. We're fed up with being victims. Turn him round. Bring him over here. Go to the mirror. Closer. In the moonlight, you'll be able to take a good look at yourself. Tomorrow, we'll decide what to do with you. Albert, draw back the curtains. Switch off the light.
What now?
Were you reading?
Decline and Fall.
War?
Gibbon.
Try not to disturb us any more tonight, Neil.
Are you leaving me here?
Certainly. At the very least, you've committed a crime d'imprudence.
Get off me.
Please, keep still.
What are you doing?
I'm removing your shoes. Never buy cheap shoes. Good night. Well, Albert?
He's not good.
Do you think he's genuine?
He's not burglar.
I wish he was.
I can see you. In the shadow by the door. Don't pretend to be a ghost. You've got shape and substance. Slim and straight and young. Alice? Is that you? I can see you. You may as well speak.
I'm Miranda.
Would you mind moving to the window? Then I can see you in the moonlight. So you're Miranda.
Where have they tied you up?
I'm an intruder.
Where are your shoes?
Oxfam.
What do you want here?
I want to be free. Can you release me?
No.
Can you get me a drink?
Water?
Whiskey.
Why are you here?
That's a riddle. Find the answer, you have to untie the knot. Could you? My arm's gone dead. This rope is wickedly tight, Miranda. My blood's not circulating too well. Could you release? Just a little? Oh, you know the consequences if your circulation is... You look such a nice girl. Sympathetic.
We have some whiskey for medicinal purposes. I'll get you a drop. I shouldn't be talking. There are notices in town which say do not speak to strangers.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
Oh, nice age. Ah, you can trust me, Miranda. I'm the quiet type. Never watch the telly after 9. Could you release these bonds a bit? Just ease them. The rope's biting. Ah, you don't trust me, do you?
I don't know.
They said you have friends to stay.
Not often. Here.
You have to help me drink it.
Put your head back, then.
Well,
enough?
Yeah, thanks.
I'd better return to my room.
Hold on, please, for a minute. Tell me about the others.
I shouldn't be talking to you.
Oh, right, you might as well while you're here. What are they going to do to me?
I've no idea.
Who are they?
Greta's my guardian. She used to be my father's housekeeper. And Albert... Well, Albert's always done things about the place. We don't know what we'd do without him.
So who owns the house?
I suppose I do.
You suppose?
Greta manages things.
Yeah.
It's cold tonight, yet you're sweating.
Well, I hate being tied up.
I'm sorry.
I can't move a muscle. I'm getting cramp. I don't want to worry you. Not a considerate girl like you, eh? A pretty girl like you. If I could just... I won't get through the night without passing out. I'm bound so tight. You see? You do see, Miranda. You're not imagining the sweat on my face.
All right.
Thanks. Oh, if you can just a little. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Sit still.
Thank you.
Stop struggling.
What strong hands you have.
I'm a woodcarver.
No kidding. So tell me, if Greta's your...
My mother died when I was 8 in Shinyanga.
Here?
Tanzania. That's why the house is called Shinyanga. How's that? Is the rope easier?
A bit. What about your father?
He died at our house in London. Greta killed him.
What?
I have to go now.
She killed him? She killed your dad?
I don't want to talk about my parents.
Miranda.
I have to go.
You can't leave me here like this.
Greta would be cross if she found me here.
Tell me. I came here to find... Where's Alice?
Oh. Alice? Is in Wonderland.
Albert, have you checked on our guest this morning?
When I looked in, he was asleep. I wish I could sleep like that.
He's got to go.
He'll go.
I'm meeting that bitch Dorothy later. I want him out of here by then. Sleep well?
Not bad.
I trust you had time to reflect on the error of your ways.
About 7 hours.
That should be long enough.
It's an eternity.
Crime doesn't pay, you know.
It pays coppers.
We may not involve them if you repent. Well?
I'm hungry.
The nearest cafe is about 1/2 mile down the road towards Bury St. Edmunds, on the left.
Miranda dropped in on me last night. Just briefly. She appeared from nowhere. They melted away.
You must have alarmed her.
On the contrary.
What did she say?
She is real, I suppose. Not the house.
Ghost!
What are you doing? How did...
A big old house like this should have a ghost. Secret passages.
How did you get free?
I wriggled for half the night.
Albert's in the yard. If I scream, he'll be here in seconds.
I don't see you as a screaming type. But if you want to, go ahead. Scream. Or perhaps you just want to lick your lips over my fingers. Stick it with sweat and blood. My wrists chafed raw by the rope. Look.
What do you want?
What's for breakfast?
Kippers.
Kippers will do nicely.
If I give you breakfast, will you leave?
I don't like to stay where I'm not wanted.
You said you're not a burglar.
Not exactly a burglar, no.
Then why are you here?
Last night you left me pigging helpless. At first I felt grieved. I passed the time planning what I'd do to you when I got free, you psychopathic slag. Then as the night wore on, I didn't mind so much. I forgave you. I thought she didn't send for the old bill. What interested me was why you didn't.
I thought I'd be lenient.
Lenient?
I'll get you your...
Breakfast? He wants breakfast?
He's sitting in there, large as life.
I go sort him out.
He's free.
You released him?
Maybe Miranda did. She must have been disturbed by the commotion. She came down in the night. Oh, God, Albert, what are we going to do?
Send for vigilantes.
That would create a fuss.
I deal with him.
And not for the moment. He may leave, quietly. Perhaps he's not looking for Alice. He could be looking for you.
I can smell those kippers. They're driving me mad. I'm starving.
Did Greta release you?
Yeah, sort of. It's a nice landscape painting.
Early 19th century. Came at the house.
Miranda, you said something last night about Greta. You said she killed your father.
Did I?
Is that why she hasn't turned me in?
She usually knows what's best. Where are you from?
London.
Greta has no time for London. No time for progress, so-called. She says that the modern world has lost all courtesy ever since men stopped wearing hats, she says. It's logical. If men don't wear hats, how can they doff them to women?
The kippers will be ready in a minute. Sit down, Neil. It's not often we invite a burglar to breakfast.
I'm not a burglar. I'm an artist.
Well, I never.
Can you draw birds? Owls? Bats? In the wood, there are several long-eared owls.
The wood belongs to us.
The owls tend to settle in the old crow's nests in the top of the conifers. They hoot in three different keys. Yale, Chub, and Turnpike.
No kidding.
I'm sure you'd like to wash your hands before breakfast. The bathroom is through there.
You really must go to the bathroom, Neil. If you don't, Greta won't let you sit at the table.
After breakfast, you will leave, won't you?
Jesus. Bloody hell.
That shook you up.
Who boo?
That parted scared you, witless.
What are you doing?
Waiting for you.
I thought we'd parted.
I felt sort of stranded, old pal. I didn't know which direction to take, so I took yours.
Been here all night?
Yeah. Give us a pull of that whiskey.
Yeah, you ugly old bastard.
What you got in the bag?
Grub.
I'm starving.
Take it and piss off. Oh, stop grinning at me. I figured I'd seen the last of you.
Figured you were onto something.
I'm not.
The old friends of yours down there?
I broke in.
Yeah?
They tied me up.
They're into bondage?
It was weird. Anyway, they gave me breakfast.
And then he released you?
That's right.
And gave you the pack lunch and a bottle of the hard stuff?
I nicked the whiskey.
That I can believe. What's the game back there, crumpets?
I'm not interested.
You've got to be interested.
Upu, this is a neighbourhood watch area.
Go on.
With vigilantes.
Saw them.
You did?
Two powder puffs and a toilet tissue. You could sneeze and blow them away.
Don't sneeze. You can't afford to draw attention to yourself. I'll give you some grub there. Get out of here.
Where are you going?
I'm going back to the house. Sinyanga.
You just left?
It's a ploy. The guard will be down. I'll bounce back, catch him unawares.
What are you after, Neil? You had this planned all along, didn't you, Ray? You must be onto something.
It's personal.
We're partners.
I can't take you with me. Enjoy the fresh air, Upu. You know the countryside?
Yeah.
It's better further on. Get moving and behave yourself. You promised you would. Not my everlasting shame, I believe it.
Dorothy, darling, that coat suits you down to the ground.
I bought it in Very, that new boutique.
It's Very you.
Actually, I thought I saw Miranda coming out of there.
Couldn't have been. I don't want to hurry you, but I've had a rotten night. Have you got the stuff?
Greta, I hate this.
If it's any consolation, so do I.
It's getting increasingly tricky. The risks, you know, from my point of view, it's hardly worth the risks.
Isn't it? How much more do you want?
I mean, it really is.
How much, Dorothy?
An extra 100.
That's a hefty increase.
I'm behind with my mortgage.
So much immorality created by mortgage arrears. I'm disappointed, Dorothy. I put you up to this. Without me, you could never have afforded that coat, the shoes, and the other evident signs of your newly found well-being. I haven't got an extra 100 with me.
We could meet again later.
Could we?
Give you time to get to the bank.
Quite.
Shall we say 12? I can get back at 12. The price is reasonable, you know, considering.
Oh. We've got a problem, Albert.
Oh, yes?
With Dorothy.
We got another one. Our guest has returned. He's chatting inside with Miranda.
I told you to leave.
I did leave.
I think I have to send for the police after all.
Oh, don't do that, Greta, please. We're having such a nice chat about art.
For heaven's sake, what do you want with us?
I told you.
So you're an artist, are you? You're not a burglar or a waster.
That's right.
Then let's see what you can do. Here's a sketchbook and a pencil. You can draw. You're not one of those action painters with no real schooling in draftsmanship. Draw us something. Come on, Miranda. Let's leave him to it. We'll see just what sort of an artist he is.
Dorothy is asking 100 quid more for the stuff, the greedy bitch.
So what do you do?
I'm due to meet her at 12. I'd like you to go instead. Take the money, but do impress on her our displeasure.
You want me to?
Just take that silly smile off her smug face.
Okay. Okay.
Miranda, what happened to that batch you were working on?
Oh, it's finished.
Are you pleased with it? You're always so diffident. You really must believe in yourself.
I want another piece of wood.
I find some today.
We can buy all the wood you want. There's no need for us to go scratching around. This idea you have of picking up wood from the ground is just a fad.
I can see the bat or the owl in the piece of wood. And it whispers, release me.
Surely the opposite happens. You imprison the owl in the wood. Albert, you can use the car.
I prefer to walk.
I'd hate to imprison anything.
If you say so.
I couldn't bear that.
Yes, dear, all right.
I couldn't.
Calm yourself. Let's go and see how our artist is doing, shall we? Our artist. I should think so.
You wanted a drawing? There you are.
Let me look first.
What's the matter, Miranda? What is it?
It's Alice.
Show me.
It's just a line sketch. Not sure I've got the eyes. But it's a fair likeness, I think.
Is it? Is it?
Well, considering I took only a few minutes, I think I did well. Now, that's who we're talking about, isn't it?
Give me the drawing.
Now then.
Give me.
Where are you going? You've upset her.
So I see. You recognise her face? You couldn't fail to recognise her.
I couldn't fail to recognise her, you bilberry. You think your hand is so cunning? A few lines and you've left a signature as indelible as Picasso's?
You were looking at a photo fit of a missing person. I mean to find Alice, wherever she is.
There's a lot of police activity out there.
Oh, sign of the times. In London it's more common than birdsong.
But not here.
I mean to stay here while my car's being repaired.
Impossible.
For a few hours. That's all.
You can't just impose
yourself.
At
most, a day.
A day?
86,400 seconds, believe me. I've counted. It sounds a lot longer than it is.
There are hotels in town.
No money.
I'll lend you the money.
Then I'll have to return to pay it.
I'll give you the money.
Will you now?
I'll call the police.
Oh, costly. Precious vases. Priceless landscapes. Easily damaged. I hope you're better insured than Windsor Castle. It's the trouble with having nice things. It leaves you so vulnerable. Now then, I think I could help Miranda with her work. Perhaps I could be of service to you. I don't mind.
We don't know Alice's whereabouts. She left no forwarding address.
And she was here then?
Briefly.
I didn't know who you meant at first. There have been a number of strays here from time to time. They all look alike in their blue jeans and T-shirts. Albert, I was just saying about the girls who've stayed here on and off.
I need key to safe.
All right.
He leaving now?
Neil will be staying with us for a few hours while his car is repaired. You can use the phone if you want to make arrangements, Neil.
Yeah, I'll walk down to the garage. Taking the joys of the garden on the way.
Grounds.
Pardon?
Grounds.
Right. Won't be long.
You shouldn't encourage him. Handsome young man.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Young blood. I know what you say. Greta is a respectable lady with English reserve, incredible and intact. Not like silly girls who drop them by your leave.
Mind your tongue, Albert.
As you get older, you get more... more... willpower disappears with age. You try to keep thoughts pure and not succeed because you're desperate.
How dare you?
He's trouble. I have sixth sense. Developed early in war to survive.
I tried to get rid of him, you old fool. We don't want a fuss, do we? We can't afford a fuss. You certainly can't.
I kick him in balls. Give him thumb screw. Make him eat shit.
Albert, your slip is showing.
We should have thrown him out. Fancy toy boy.
You disgusting old Cossack. When I was young, I thought Cossacks were so romantic. Now I know they stink of horse manure and wet feathers. Toy boy, indeed. You think I'm frustrated? I've had it all, I tell you, and it's a letdown. That one? I should think so. I know what it is to have lived a little. All in one weekend, actually. Not far from Henley. On a punt and in a barn.
You're still an attractive woman. A good tumble.
Xinyanga is the name of the place.
Listen.
It's an old English house, but the name is straight out of Africa. It really is odd. A dream of a place, or a nightmare. I don't know which. Sometimes I run my hands over the walls to make sure it's real.
Miranda? It's not Miranda.
It's Alice.
The house is real enough. I'm not sure about the occupants. I really don't know about them. Not even Miranda, and she's supposed to be my friend here.
It can't be.
Alice?
I've offered them money for bed and board, but they refuse to accept any. I'm regarded as a companion, you see, to Miranda. She confides in me. Tells me the weirdest things. Perhaps it's because we both come from Africa.
Oh, God!
You'd think I've got it made here, wouldn't you? Really landed on my feet for a while. But I want to get away. I must get away.
Alice's last communication to me. On tape. She preferred to send tapes than letters. Often played them myself. It's all I have of my sister. My half-sister. A few tapes and a snap. I popped back to present you with a rose, Greta. I must admit I plucked it from your grounds. But it's the thought that counts, isn't it? What's the matter, you two? You look as if you've seen a ghost.
Oh, I've been looking for the car. I didn't expect anyone to step out of the wood.
I like woods.
Where's Greta?
You make her indisposed, Dorothy.
Oh, sorry about that.
She's upset.
Well, she's got you to take care of her. Have you got the money?
Mm-hmm. With increase, as asked.
I have to keep pace with inflation.
Don't we all?
Here's the stuff.
Aren't you going to count?
No need.
Dorothy, suppose we...
Leave off!
I walk you back through the woods.
No, thanks, all the same. But you see, I have a regular chap now, and if he heard...
Since when?
No matter how innocent...
Since when you met him?
The tea dance in Bury last month. We're going again tomorrow.
I've never been ballroom dancing.
Oh, you go nowhere outside Xinyanga.
We got everything there.
Really?
Everything.
Aren't you lucky?
But I still like to...
Well, I must be off.
You're going back alone? Didn't bring your dog with you today?
He's at the vet's.
Ah, nothing serious, I hope.
Sign these documents, Miranda.
What are they?
Just legal documents.
Who's that? I know you're there. there. Please, please, leave me alone. Stop following me. You're making me nervous.
I don't know what I'm signing.
Do you want to read all this? All this? And this? The small print is endless.
Can't it wait?
I've read it for you. You sign here. Good girl. Trust Greta to look after you. And here.
Where's Neil?
Have you taken your tablets?
Not yet.
Run along and do so. I can't watch over you all the time.
Oh, someone help me. Someone help me. Please. Oh, God, help me.
Close the door.
What are you doing here?
We didn't finish our chat. I see you've pasted my drawing on the mirror.
Do you want it back?
No. We artists lead lonely lives for the most part. I wonder we're often on the edge.
You feel like that?
Do you know a painting called The Scream? That painting fills your ears. How many future generations will look at it and say, that's when the world went mad? Yeah. I said Delacroix could paint lions and tigers from a cat. Maybe you could carve a pterodactyl from a bat. Life size. Very contemporary. You should make a few, Bob.
I don't have to worry about money. Daddy was rich and left us well provided.
And Greta killed him.
Poor Daddy was in agony. He begged her to put him out of his misery.
How?
An overdose.
How did she get away with it?
She was a nurse.
Come and sit on the bed next to me.
I have to take my tablets.
Come and sit down. Come on, here. That's better. You know, you're very... You've got such wild, startled eyes. And you're slender. And nervous. Isn't this great? Two of us sitting together here like this. Oh, it's a dream, don't you think? Eh? That seems like a dream to me. A couple of days ago, it was a dream. I feel somehow, well, we got a lot in common.
I do like you, if that's what you mean.
May I touch you?
I don't know.
Just a touch. To make sure I'm not dreaming. Let me. There. And there. So good to touch you. Don't get up.
You make me nervous.
Do I really?
Why have you come here?
To find Alice.
She's gone.
Where?
I don't know.
What do you know about her?
Not much.
Miranda, you're an only child, aren't you? Supposing you just found you had a brother or a sister, somebody that close. Just imagine what that would mean to you. Well... Oh, but what are you laughing at?
I don't want to talk about Alice.
I do. That's why I'm here. Tell me anything. The first thing that comes into your head.
Fury said to a mouse that he met in the house, let us both go to law. I will prosecute you. Come, I'll take no denial. We must have the trial for really this morning.
I want the real Alice. Someone with flesh and blood like yourself. Look. The one stuck on the mirror. Remember her?
Yes, she was my friend, and she left suddenly.
Why?
I don't know.
What was she like? Well, is she pretty? She looks so pretty in a photograph.
She's very attractive.
I bet she has a great sense of humour.
Oh, yes.
Where are you going?
I must take my tablets.
What are they for?
Nerves.
Is that what your doctor says?
I don't have a doctor. Not since we left London. Do you take drugs? Sometimes I feel as though I've grown nearly 10 feet high. and my head strikes the ceiling. I have to stoop to save my neck from being broken. Alternatively, I shrink so fast that I feel a violent blow under my chin as if it had struck my feet.
Good stuff, is it?
You want to know about Alice? I'll tell you a story.
Tell me the truth.
Greta says that's where the truth lies, in old stories. People come and go, but the stories remain.
It's time you climbed out of your head. Stop being 10 feet high and come down to earth. You've got a lot going for you, but hang around in Xinyanga much longer and you'll grow cobwebs on your private parts. I'm surprised to find the clocks are still ticking in this place.
This is my house, you know. Or it will be when I'm 21.
Yeah, well, go easy on this stuff or you won't see 21. Who inherits if anything happens to you?
Greta.
Give me some of those.
You feeling down?
Miranda. Miranda? You. Get out.
We were just having a chat.
This won't do.
A friendly chat.
This won't do at all.
Please, Greta.
Get out. You've gone too far. I won't...
Tell me then.
I have to tell you nothing.
What's wrong with her?
Leave this house.
Why does she take those drugs?
Out.
This house is like a late night cafe.
Get down.
Your plan and job are slowly go out of your
time.
You
abuse my hospitality.
I'm intrigued, I must say.
Intrigued? Intrigued?
By her habit.
You make it sound as if she's on heroin.
She gets high on that stuff, nearly 10 feet high.
What's going on?
He was in Miranda's room.
Why is she taking drugs?
Why am I now taking a drink? For medicinal purposes. My nerves are on edge. Miranda has to take something because she's highly strung. It's not surprising when you know her background.
You see, she lost parents at early age.
Nobody knows what that did to her. Do you know what you're doing to us?
I'm sorry for Miranda. Now, tell me about Alice.
We've told you everything we know.
She came and she left. Arrived unannounced. Left without saying goodbye.
We asked few questions. We haven't asked many questions about you, have we, Neil?
Will Miranda inherit all this?
It's in trust until she's 21.
Oh, not long ago.
None of your business.
If for any reason she didn't inherit...
The property, everything reverts to me. Is that what's worrying you?
It's a tidy inheritance.
Miranda is like a daughter to her.
Sure.
Now you leave.
After dark.
Right, you.
Back off, Albert.
I never imagined I could ever be, could find myself trapped in my own home with an evil-minded...
Talking about me or him. I can smell the violence on you, old man. When do you get to this country?
Just after the war.
What's war?
Second World War. Listen, I've been around. My advice to you is...
Many men have been around. It's been at the counts, isn't it? Hey, there. Where it all happens. Once in a lifetime. Once in a century. Perhaps I've got the wrong slant on this place. Perhaps the smell of fear has nothing to do with Alice.
You're crazy.
No, I'm on the edge. It gives you insights. A different perspective. Where did you come from?
Tell him. Why not?
Want to go back?
Everybody liked to live in land where they're born. But necessity dictates.
When did you leave?
1941, wasn't it?
Ahead of the Germans?
Midstream.
Where did you go?
I travel. Move around.
You ended up in the camps, didn't you? Didn't you? Alice is in Wonderland and Albert was in Auschwitz.
Treblinka.
You've had the doorbell repaired then.
Who can that be?
There's a police car outside. You look worried, Neil. I wonder why.
I could hand these tablets, Miranda's tablets, over to the old Bill. You never know what they'll make of them. Greta, don't tell them I'm here.
Keep the door shut.
Sorry to disturb you, madam. I'm Inspector Polk.
Police or drains?
Police.
I don't like people standing on the doorstep. Come in, will you?
Thank you.
Wipe your feet.
Oh, sorry.
Try not to blunder into the furniture. It's valuable.
Remove
your hat.
Sorry, yes.
Now, what can I do for you?
You're wasting your time listening at the door. It's oak. It's strong English oak. They're after you, eh? Why don't you make run for it? You could get away over the fields.
I wonder what she'll do. Were you the capo, Albert?
Save your breath for escape.
Did you do the dirty work?
What do you know about such things?
Just making idle conversation. So tell me, Albert, did you pack them into the chambers? Was it your job to do the housework? You know,
Shut the doors, turn on the taps, drag out the corpses and pick the gold out of the teeth. What's she telling them, do you think? I should have said once with a swashsticker pervert. He couldn't get enough of it. He'd have loved you. What's she telling them?
Albert, apparently two escaped prisoners are said to be in the area. Here are their photographs. Reg Hoopoo, age 38, and Neil Morrison, age 27. Have you seen either of them in the vicinity? They're considered to be dangerous. One of them particularly so. The public are advised not to approach. Well, Albert, have you seen them?
No.
I'm sorry, officer. It appears we can't help you.
Thank you.
No need.
Interesting. I was fascinated by the Nazis. Even now.
You should get away.
Perhaps we both should, Albert. Go on, let's go, old man. What do you say? You're my kind of travelling companion. A guy with stories to tell.
They've left.
I make sure.
He was worried.
And you? It appears I'm at the mercy of a violent criminal.
They really mean Upu.
Your friend?
Hardly.
How do I know that you're not?
I haven't touched you, have I?
Where is he?
He's out there.
Is he very dangerous?
Very.
And you chose to escape with him?
He chose me.
Well, I can't say I blame him.
Leave it.
You're tense.
It must be the weather.
How did you know I wouldn't turn you in?
I looked at Albert. He was shitting himself.
The tension in you is catching. It's like a magnetic field into which we're all drawn. I'm sorry we haven't been able to help you find your sister. Is that why you broke out of prison, to see her?
I thought there was nothing else while I was there.
I can understand that.
I took my chance even though it meant teaming up with a nutter.
Have you no other family?
Dad left for some time. My mum remarried.
Tell me, why not? We all need someone to confide in, don't we just?
When the family broke up, I was stranded. I took off. I got into bother. Dad's romance went the way of romance. Out the window and far away. As far away as South Africa she went. Later, just before he died, Dad wrote to tell me I had a half-sister. He enclosed an address. But by the time I got in touch with her, I'd been banged up.
Pity.
Yeah. I didn't want Alice to know. I used a pal's address to correspond. I wrote and she sent me photos and tapes. When she arrived over here, I was away on business. You know what I mean? Mm. Upu. Crazy Upu. He had a plan to escape and invited me in. He's a raging psychopath. It was a good plan.
Help yourself to a drink. We appear to be out of whiskey. Albert's been at it again, I suspect. But there's cognac. Miranda met Alice in a burger bar, you know, in Bury, and brought her back, like a takeaway. She stayed for the night, and the night turned into a month or more.
Why didn't you tell me earlier?
I wasn't sure about you.
What made her leave?
Well, she had to leave sometime.
But she left no forwarding address.
Didn't even say goodbye to Miranda, and they were such firm friends. But she was... well, she was a lively, spirited girl.
Was she?
Unpredictable, you know, not unlike yourself. Try to understand, Neil. To you, she's everything. To us, she was nothing more than an acquaintance, that's all. Until you arrived, we've hardly given her a thought.
But you can recall her now. What she looked like. What...
We've got your sketch. Why were you in prison?
I was a failure.
Most failures don't go to prison. They endure slow deaths in bed sits.
I thought I had the touch. That I was one among thousands of artists who might be a bit special. When I found out I wasn't, I decided that instead of making works of art, I'd take them. For revenge. And a little profit.
There's something perverse about you, Neil. When you give up painting, you steal pictures. And when you can't find your own family, you intrude on another. I bet you'd like to stay here, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't I just?
You could return to the easel. You've got a better hand than you know. Albert's a touch grumpy at times, and Miranda and I would spoil you. But what do you think? Would you like to be with us?
I'd like that.
Yes.
Very much.
It's impossible, of course. We do have nice things. We're awfully privileged and count our blessings. Those figurines cost £800.
It's not bad.
Each. Sotheby's valued the landscape at 30,000. You couldn't put a price on that vase. I can tell you all this now that I know you're not a burglar. You're an artist.
And you shouldn't be imprisoned for a vocational sidestep. I've met the Lord Lieutenant. I could write to him for you.
Thanks.
But I hate to get involved. You should see this room by candlelight, Neil. Or watch a summer sun glide gently across the lawn. You really should.
Sure.
If only you could. Look at that beech tree. Isn't it marvellous? We live mostly in seclusion here, but we do admit a few select friends from time to time, for bridge and so forth. Very select. You and I could stroll arm in arm across the glade on a warm summer evening. Pause to admire the brave little annuals, nemesias and pansies, and a few gaudy marigolds. Discuss Giotto, Rubens, Velázquez, etc., before retiring to bed as the moon softly embraces Shinyanga. Heavens above, such speculation makes me quite giddy. But that is how we live here, simply. The grandfather clock ticks away, the birds come and go with the seasons. The garden reminds us more than any sermon of the resurrection and the life. Conifers shield us from the road. The path to the woods leads us back to nature. All this, whatever, rests on privacy. You will respect our privacy, won't you, Neil? You see how much it means to us. I do hope I can trust you. I know I can trust you to respect our privacy.
What is that?
Albert has just chopped the head off a cock. You touched me.
I thought you were asleep. I straightened dress. You're not little girl anymore. Mustn't show your arse.
You kissed Alice, didn't you?
No.
She told me. She said you tried it on.
She talked rubbish. Lot of horseshit.
You fondled me just now when I was dozing.
You were dreaming.
You stroked my thigh.
Half the time you don't know you're dreaming. You don't know where you are.
If I told Greta, she would be very angry. Off with his head.
Off with his head.
Off with his head.
Shh. Then hear us through the open window. Listen. Bridge is over for today.
When I've been sedated, have you taken advantage?
No.
Touched me?
No.
But you think about it.
I'm old man.
Incapable?
You've been virgin too long. You get in fantasies.
What would you do if you left here, Albert? Where would you go?
This is my home. We're family here.
When I'm 21, this will be my house. When you were young...
It's a lifetime ago. When I was young, my God. I had such ambition.
In the Ukraine, before the Prince of Darkness came.
Best forgotten.
But you survived.
1 in 1,000. Strange now to think of it.
Like Wonderland.
Oh, yes.
Off with their heads.
Off with their heads.
Stuffing the dormouse in the teapot.
Listen.
And Bill going up through the chimney like a skyrocket.
Like smoke.
Where's Neil? He hasn't gone, has he?
Not yet.
I think he's gone to the wood. Another wonderland. Oaks rule. Wild creatures scurry in the undergrowth. Who's there? Who's after me? You can't see much in the wood, but you can hear the breeze whisper in the high branches. Messages. Questions. Where's Alice? Pretty Alice.
Forget her.
What happened to Alice?
Nothing.
She was upset and in tears. I tried to console her. When I tried to find out what happened, she just shook her head and her curls. You remember what lovely curls she had. They fell over her face. I brushed them back and stroked her forehead and we kissed each other.
Then that's all there is.
Late that night, she said she was going away.
And she went.
Neil doesn't think so. I can tell.
Greta's now put his mind at rest about Alice. He leaves tonight.
I don't want him to leave.
Albert! Albert!
Your bridge player's gone?
Yes. Come with me, please.
What is it, Greta?
Close the door. How I got through that game of bridge, I'll never know. With all my other anxieties, I forgot to cancel. And there they were on the doorstep, promptly at 2. I played like a lunatic. I couldn't keep my mind on the cards. Lord knows what they thought of me. But I learned something. Didn't I just?
Why do you look at me like that?
You saw Dorothy?
Sure.
What else did you do, Albert?
I did as you asked.
You threatened her?
You know, I just...
What did you do exactly?
I told her, you know. We're fed up, I told her. In no uncertain manner.
And then?
I came home.
I should never...
She understood all right.
You animal!
What'd you say to me?
What did you do to her?
I just warned her.
Dorothy has been found on the edge of the wood. She'd been raped, beaten, and left for dead.
Is she dead?
She's in intensive care.
I never touched her. Well, I touched her.
Oh, you stupid...
I swear, I never hurt her.
You look as guilty as hell.
You make me feel that way.
You better leave this house.
I got nowhere else to go. I give you my word of honor.
Oh, don't make me laugh.
I'm innocent.
Innocent? You are not.
Why would I do these things?
You can't help yourself.
You condemn because of past. Back then I had no choice. For years I erased the memories, but now I'm old, they return to haunt me. I tell you, when I found that bloody burglar last night, I nearly shit myself. Yes, for Christ's sake. Don't you understand? I just want quiet life. Greta.
A quiet life?
Look,
some chance.
My nerves are gone, but I'm not stupid. If I harm that woman, I know I cut off source of supply, you know, for stuff. I'm not crazy.
Albert, I want the truth.
I wouldn't lie to you. Not to you. We're family, aren't we? Family. But now we have bloody stranger. Where's he? Why aren't you asking yourself about Morrison, the convict, the dangerous man, not to be approached by public? Where's he?
Every time I come out into the fresh air, you're here, Hoopy. That's some sort of reminder that I should be slopping out or sewing mailbags.
Finish your business here?
Not yet.
We can't hang around here forever. It's too dodgy. Time to move on, Neil.
Well, you should have gone. The old bill's thick on the ground. See? That lot over there.
Yeah.
You better go, Hoopy.
Not without you.
I've still got business here.
What a team.
I'll tell you. This has nothing to do with you.
Can't you see?
You've been inside too long, Hooper. You've gone brain dead.
Yesterday, in the car, you were shouting and laughing. You were like a lunatic.
Breaking out, I was on a high. The adrenaline was running, but now... Yeah. I'm beginning to want to put some distance between me and this place, but I'm travelling alone. Once and for all. You got it? Alone.
We broke out together. We're partners.
The partnership is dissolved. Melt away.
I think you're onto something.
Vanish!
You tosser, you're holding out on me.
All right. Look, I'll tell you.
I'm listening.
All right. Suppose I spent most of my life thinking I was an only child. And last year I discovered I had a half-sister. Just imagine, we'd never met.
Oh, yeah.
I hope to find her here. I expected to get here and say, "Hi, Alice, I'm your brother, Neil." Just imagine. 1,000 times I've imagined saying just that. Have you got a brother or sister, Hooper? What are you grinning at?
Six.
Well, you wouldn't know what I was talking about.
You're telling me you've come all this way to look for your half-sister?
No. Buried treasure. Come here. Now come closer. What the hell have you done to your face? What have you been up to? How are you going to travel with a face scratched and bleeding?
I've been sleeping rough.
You been up to your old trip?
No.
What's the old bill doing down there?
I don't know.
Hoopoo.
I've got something for you. I found this in a bracken. Yeah. Well, you've been far to asking about in there. I've found something of interest. Possibly. Something of decided interest. Nice material. Do you want it? No use to me. But look, what do you think, Neil, old pal, eh?
I never touched her. I'm too old.
Don't give me that, Albert. You're as strong as any man I know. During the deprivations of the war and after, you still managed to save yourself for a ripe old age.
I didn't touch her.
I hope not.
Besides, Dorothy can't complain without dropping herself in it, can she? Not that I touched her.
Finish your cognac. I'm going back to Miranda. I don't like the look of her.
I want Neil to stay here for a few days.
That's not possible. We hardly know him. He's not a friend exactly.
He's Alice's brother.
Did Alice have a brother? There's no mention of Alice having a brother. She had a sister who sits on the bank reading. And then she lay in the lap of her sister who was gently brushing away some dead leaves.
I know that.
And she said, wake up, Alice, dear. Why, what a long sleep you've had.
Neil isn't a dream. He's an artist. He could help me.
I'm the one who helps you. I've devoted myself to you. Your father entrusted your future to me.
Oh, you don't understand. How can you? I'm young.
You'd be cured of that.
You're old.
I'm not old.
To be with Neil is exciting somehow. He talks about art and things. If he left me now, I'd feel desolate.
Old? Look, my figure's trim. Mirrors don't lie. Even Esme Cartwright admits that I needn't bother with Weight Watchers or the Cambridge diet.
Esme Fatty Cartwright.
How your eyes sparkle, said. Do you know who said that?
Gruesome Cartwright.
Dr. Brandison himself, the old lecher.
I want Neil to stay on
And when
here.
Mr. Harrison spreads his smile all over me and his toe cap nudges my ankle under the bridge table, it isn't just because we've trumped our opponent.
Can Neil stay here? He really likes me. I know he does.
It's just possible that he might be attracted by your retarded pubescence. I think it's time for your medicine, darling.
I'm not taking any more. No more muck.
Don't be silly.
I bloody well refuse to take any more.
Miranda.
Shit!
Pardon?
Shit!
All right, now.
I don't have to do anything I don't want to.
Don't worry yourself now.
I'm not worried. I'm not worried about a thing. I'm surprised you don't want Neil to stay. I've seen the way you look at him. You look at him as if he were a great golden god.
Now, dear.
Yes, he steps out of the sun to glide down a moonbeam and presents you with a china tea set from Jamaica, why not? Or somewhere.
Now then, darling, please sit down. You're tired and talking nonsense.
India, perhaps. No, it's China. I'm the one he likes. Greta, I'm feeling like hell.
I know, dear.
You like him, I know. No matter what you say, so you can bloody well keep him here for both of us.
Darling, don't get yourself excited. We can talk about it later.
Later, he'll be gone.
Wait there.
What do you look for?
Miranda's tablets.
They're in her room.
I've got some here somewhere.
Right, there you all are.
What do you want?
I want to see Greta.
Not just now.
It's important.
I haven't the time.
Well, make time.
Don't you dare talk to me like that in my own home.
We got company in the yard. He's staring in here.
You know him?
It's Who Poo.
Get rid of him.
Look, I want to see you.
Get rid of him!
We have to have a serious talk. A really serious talk.
Get off me. What are you doing?
I'm going spare, that's what.
Get your hands off me.
I said stay away.
Get off me.
Right. Come away. Let's get out of this yard.
Since you got out, you got demented. You're not behaving right. I should think with all this fresh air and the comforts of home inside, there you'd be feeling...
Feeling what?
Well happy.
All right. All right, I'm sorry I lost my rag.
You've got your bed made. I'm out here in the cold like vermin.
Would you rather be doing bird? I'm not responsible for you. I've got enough going on.
Share and share the life.
Share what?
Comforts of home. And anything else?
We'll talk it through. But not here. Not in the yard where anyone can see us. Let's get over there, under the trees.
It's only me, darling. Get up off the floor. Up now. There's a good girl. Come on. Come and sit in your chair. Here. Here's your comfort blanket. Come on now. Would you believe it? I've just seen Neil. Sit, darling. Here. And he said to me, I'd like to see Miranda. I replied, of course, she's waiting for you. That's fine, fine, he said, but I played a game. I said, you're going to have to find her. So he's looking in the house. My goodness, Miranda, we must compose ourselves. He'd be with us any minute. You don't want the gouge. I'll take that. We're not going to carve wood before our guest, are we? Give it to me. Give. Neil's coming. Good girl. Now, we must get ready, otherwise we'll be late, like you know who.
Yes.
Oh, dear, I shall be too late.
To Batsy Cat.
Oh, my ears and whiskers. Tablets.
Has he been to the wood?
I don't know. Now then. Straighten your clothes. We must look nice. Demure, like Alice.
Neil's looking for her across the field.
While you were asleep, we saw the white rabbit run by.
There's no white rabbit.
There can be, my darling, I promise you. We have to make the world to our liking. You see, where I grew up, there was just line after line of cramped, terraced houses. Drink this now.
No.
But even as a little girl, I clung to my wonderland. I'd imagine a grand house with a drive and grounds. I'd see myself with friends taking afternoon tea on the lawn on glorious summer days. The house would be furnished exquisitely. Yes. And now I have my dream.
It's my house.
It's ours to share. You're tired. You got overexcited. The whole pack of cards rises up in the air and comes flying down upon you.
Alice was dreaming.
Was she? Aren't the White Rabbit and the Mad Hatter, the Mock Turtle and our other friends more real to you than anyone in the town? Alice, we know, fell, tumbled and spiraled until she found a little door which led into a passage. There she saw the loveliest garden. How she longed to get out of the dark hall which seemed impossible until she found a bottle with Drink Me on it. Here's to Wonderland. Down, down. And now the tablets. There's a good girl.
Without me, you'd still be banged off.
I know that.
We had a pact.
I'm going back into the house now.
With what I found for you.
It may well help.
See? You can't do without me. The old man's in the yard. Look at him. Looks useful. You might need some backup.
Upu, I'll be frank. I don't want you around the females in that house.
I'll behave.
I can't take the risk.
You took the risk when we broke out.
I know.
You promised we'd stay together.
Let me just finish my business here. What, you found my help? You're not going to move on, are you?
Not without you, old pal.
Be patient, then. I'll meet you over there in the wood.
When?
5 o'clock, spot on. Thanks again for this, Hooper.
What do you hope to do with us?
Shake him.
Where you go?
To see Greta.
She busy just now.
Excuse me?
He came right in. I couldn't stop him.
I've just been up to your wood. Oh, that isn't time.
I told you Neil would come to see you, Miranda. I knew he would. Been to the wood? I didn't take you for a nature love.
Oh, yeah? You've got a few fallen trees. Astonishing the life in a dead tree.
Hundreds of mosses. Fungi feed off it.
Yeah, talk about recycling. Nothing goes to waste. A lesson for us all.
What you got there?
A silk scarf. My friend found it. On a dead tree.
It's dirty.
Stained. Looked as though it was bought in Paris. Look at the tab. Alice visited Paris. She sent me a postcard.
So what's this prove?
Well, makes you wonder.
You're always wondering.
They look like bloodstains to you.
What's that? Quiet now. Hide that scarf, please.
Why?
Please, just for a minute.
Oh, I feel tired. I want to go to bed.
The medicine makes you drowsy, dear. You'll feel better after a nap. We'll be having a farewell supper for Neil tonight. You don't want to miss that. Albert, will you take Miranda back to her room?
I can go on my own. See you later, Neil.
I didn't want her disturbed. She's not feeling well.
The scarf.
It's a filthy, grubby scarf, that's all. You think it reveals anything about Alice? You want to know about her, your precious half-sister, your paragon? I wasn't going to tell you. I didn't want to disillusion you. Alice was a pain.
That's not what you told me before.
Oh, on a good day, she could be beguiling, charming. She's pretty, there's no denying that. With a good figure for all to see. She created havoc here. She brought men back to her room. She was adept at smuggling them in. Seems to run in the family, breaking and entering. Only she was better at it than you. Took Albert quite a time to wake up to her high jinks. She smoked pot and borrowed continually from Miranda clothes, money. The clothes she returned, the money was never repaid. A couple of objets d'art went missing. Whatever you're searching for, Neil, she's not it. You'd be well advised to avoid her. Forget her if you can.
How do I know you're telling the truth?
Why should I lie?
What about the scarf?
Would be anyone's.
There's an initial A near the tassel. It's hers, all right. I don't think she would easily lose a stylish silk scarf up there. Unless she'd been troubled. Do you know what I mean?
You cling to this E-Day fix that something nasty has happened to Alice. Well, I'll tell you, whatever happened did so a long time ago. As long ago, perhaps, as the cradle. Her character is irredeemable. Oh, you turn away. You look disbelieving. You see, Albert, there's no denying that Neil here is a failed artist.
He has the dementia of small talent. No surrender. He won't give up despite the evidence. He holds to an absurd sense of purpose because he knows that without it he has no identity.
That's very clever.
You say your friend found Scarf?
Yes.
So while you're here, you expose us to this psychopath.
He won't come into the house.
He nearly did. What was Hoopoe in for?
Don't ask me.
Albert, it appears I may owe you an apology. You see, Neil, a friend of ours has been brutally attacked and raped near the wood.
When?
If you want to know more, consult the police. They have all the details. Where are you going, Neil? Don't forget, we're expecting you for supper.
Come in.
You look better. You look transformed.
Thank you.
Where'd you get the dress you're almost wearing?
I bought it in Bury. Greta hasn't seen it. She'll be amazed. Where have you been?
Well, I keep going out and breathing the air. I can't get enough of it. You look a different girl now.
Do you mind if I just finish my makeup? Is that all you did? Take a few breaths of air?
I made a Judas call.
Judas?
A phone call. Then I looked over your garage to see what car you've got. Then I came to see you.
You came back to see me?
Yeah. Did Albert have much to do with Alice when she was here?
They laughed and joked a lot. I think they shared secrets.
Yeah?
He turned a blind eye, that sort of thing. You know. She'd flirt with him. Tease him.
She was like that, was she?
Dreadful.
I suppose then she could have gone off with any of the fellas she knew.
More than likely. That makes you smile.
I was just thinking. Perhaps it's as simple as that.
Do you want to know something really important? I love you.
Since when?
It was love at first sight.
There's no such thing.
Oh, there is. Alice showed me your photograph. Perhaps that's why I fell for you as soon as I saw you, all tied up.
Gift wrapped.
When are you leaving?
After supper.
I don't want you to go.
It can't be helped.
Stay.
I can't.
I don't want you to leave without me.
I have to travel light.
My handbag is...
It wouldn't be much fun for you. I'm potless. Brenda, how old are you?
19.
Written on the back of this photo is Daddy aged 50 and Miranda aged 5. There's a photographer's date. April. I can't make out the day, but the year is clear. 1976.
Well?
How old were you last year?
18.
And the year before?
17, of course, stupid.
Have you seen your birth certificate?
What for?
Who's got it? Oh, don't tell me. I suppose at 21 you come into your estate.
Yes.
You don't sound too sure. Well, what?
I've been signing some forms. Greta looks after everything. Greta says trust me.
Whenever anyone says trust me, that's when you open your eyes and shut your mouth. Well, these pills. I mean, what are they for? Well?
A nervous disorder.
Unlabeled pills. Unlabeled bottle. Who's your doctor?
I don't go to the doctors anymore.
Who prescribed these drugs?
They were prescribed some... a long time ago.
You should find out about the drugs, about your property, your dues. You're 21 already. Yes. And in that dress you...
What?
You know well enough. That's why you're wearing it.
Will you help me?
Oh, how? What can I do? I should have kept hold of that scarf. It's the only tangible proof I have that Alice was here.
Don't worry. Greta will look after it for you.
You bet.
She's meticulous. Why are you staring at your drawing?
Is it a good likeness?
It's an astonishing likeness.
Why you look in the mirror? To reassure yourself for dinner party with young man.
Oh, Albert. I'm consulting the mirror to see if I'm still in one piece.
Soon be over.
I hope so.
He leave after dinner.
What guarantee have we got of that?
You not hear news just now?
No.
You should listen to news.
It's depressing.
Not this time.
You're looking smug. What is it?
Police have captured the other one. His friend.
That's good news. Very good news. We have him.
Stay for a while, Neil.
What would Greta say to that?
It's my home.
I wonder.
So, you giving up on Alice?
People don't just vanish, do they?
I'd like to.
You've got to get away from here, that's for sure.
Take me with you.
It's out of the question. You couldn't cope.
You came here looking for Alice.
That's right,
but you don't really know her.
That's not the point. It's a sort of duty.
You know me. You come looking for Alice and you found Miranda. Is that so bad an exchange?
It's another currency.
Take me.
You know what you're saying.
Take me with you.
Where?
I've got money.
How much?
Well, I'm only allowed pocket money, but I save some.
Oh, yeah?
Sometimes I steal some.
And they call Alice a thief. And all the time it was you.
I'm only stealing for myself, after all.
Oh, jeez. What else?
You're not angry.
I just don't know what to believe.
I'll demand some money from Greta.
You need to get away. Get yourself sorted. The first thing is to see a solicitor. Get your birth certificate. Get the... Come here. That's better. Now get the legality of things sorted out before they fleece you. Of everything.
Take me with you, Neil.
You're not dressed for the road, exactly.
If you don't like what I'm wearing, I'll change.
I'll help you.
Go on, then.
Does that help?
Little.
Well?
What next?
This.
And?
This.
Neil.
It's all right.
Take me with you. Promise.
I promise. You feel free.
You haven't said you love me.
I love you.
It's a Rioja, Spanish. I hope you like red. It came recommended. You're looking serious, Neil. Cheers.
Cheers.
The prospect of being on the run again must be daunting.
Yeah, I was thinking going to Harwich, then going on to Amsterdam. Lose myself in the drug culture.
Oh, dear.
Well, I wouldn't want to do drugs. It's a full-time job.
I dare say.
Just a place to hide.
You can't hide forever.
Nobody can.
Perhaps you'll take up art again. Actually, that line drawing of yours showed talent.
Could you let me have Alice's scarf back? I'd like it as a keepsake.
I thought you might.
Thanks. You've washed it.
Of course, it was filthy. Miranda, darling. Oh, dear, you look more dressed for the road than for supper. Whatever made you change into jumper and jeans?
You look nice.
Marks and Spencer's chic, dear.
Oh, I can't compete. You have such good dress sense, Greta. Dresses cling to you like feathers on a bird.
We'd better sit at the table. Albert's ready to serve. I must say you look much better, positively radiant. But you should have put on a nice dress.
Come along, Neil. May I take your arm? Where shall we sit? Oh, I suppose you'd better sit in between us. There, darling. No starter?
We put in to follow. If you want more, there's cheese and biscuits. Albert, pour the wine.
Would Sir care to taste the wine?
Terrific.
May I have some, please? Please?
Why not?
A little. Help yourselves to the vegetables.
Neil, have some more asparagus.
I'm okay, thanks.
Have you enough carrots? Oh, Albert, you've got such a lovely sense of colour. Look, Neil, how the lime green of the asparagus is set against the vivid orange of the carrots. And do look at the way he's cut these potatoes. It's cubism peppered with parsley.
Asparagus is not lime green, exactly.
Do you like tulips?
This year I tried eating flowers.
Tulips?
It was the dahlias that turned me off. They're full of earwigs, you know. And I was a vegetarian at the time. Do you like some more potatoes, Neil?
Don't fuss, Miranda.
This chicken's tasty.
Isn't it?
Tender.
Mmm, lovely.
Melts in the mouth.
He's free range, you see.
Oh.
Who are we eating, Albert?
Bismarck.
Dear Bismarck. You know, when it comes to technology and all that, you can't help raising an eyebrow. Look at the huge expense of the American space program when the cow simply jumped over the moon.
Stop babbling, Miranda.
You always said I should make polite conversation.
This isn't a cock that...
Why, yes, it's fresh. Eat your fill, there's plenty left.
More Bismarck, Neil?
Not just now, thanks all the same.
Oh, wouldn't it be nice if we could just sit down to supper like this every night? Just the three of us. With Albert.
Yeah.
Have you heard the news, Neil? I suppose not. Your friend's been caught. What's his name?
Hooper.
He's been captured. Near here.
Really?
They're bound to assume that you're still in the area.
Perhaps.
You have to move as quickly as you can under cover of darkness. I'm surprised you don't seem too upset about your friend.
He's a nutter.
I didn't want to tell you over supper, but I thought you ought to know. I can't help worrying about you a little. You'll be leaving so soon. What will you do for money?
He'll have mine. I'd like some cash tonight and my checkbook. I'm leaving with him.
Don't be silly.
We're in love.
You have a schoolgirl crush.
I'm not a schoolgirl.
A fleeting infatuation.
We're lovers.
You don't know the meaning of the word.
We made love this evening on my bed.
Is this?
Yeah, we did.
Disgusting. Revolting.
It's not shameful.
You mongrel.
Don't speak to Neil like that.
Go to your room. Supper's finished.
Go to your room. I'm not a little girl. But I will go to my room to finish packing.
She's coming with me.
Going with you? How are you going to travel?
We can use our car.
You won't get the keys.
I've already given them to him.
So you'll have the car and your checkbook.
And I've given him my jewelry.
You pimp. Now we will inform the police.
Then I shall never see you again.
Albert!
Don't try anything, old man. You take a step near and I'll smash the bottle in your face.
Mind your own, yeah?
It's true. I'm old. We discuss sensibly.
I didn't want to take the jewellery. I can manage on next to nothing myself, but not with her in tow. I can't. But you don't want her roughing it, do you?
Please, let's be friends.
Clear the dinner things, Albert.
I'll keep in touch. Send you postcards.
Where from?
We might even get to Florence, see Michelangelo's David, visit Rome and Athens. Just think.
Don't you have any affection left for me?
She's starting to think for herself.
You're rejecting me?
Of course not.
I love you, Miranda, more than you know.
I came here with good intentions. I'm sure we...
You're a know-nothing.
We'll be back.
No, my darling.
We will, I promise
you. He's a wanted man.
That doesn't matter.
He can't go where he pleases. He'll be hunted, forced to keep on the move, to seek shelter in squats and dingy bed sits, to know only down and outs and... Oh, no matter. Love conquers all, doesn't it? But then at night, you'll find yourself sitting alone, somewhere... Anywhere, waiting for him to return, wondering, worrying if he's still free. And if he is, where is he? What's he doing? Twinkle, twinkle, little bat, how I wonder what you're at. Then the money will run out. Perhaps you'll write and beg me for more. You could be writing from anywhere, anywhere at all. There could be a delay in the post. I might not get your letter. I might be away myself. But you'll still be together. That's the main thing. And then again, the course of true love never runs, as Neil will tell you if he's honest. Honest, Neil, when you get to Florence or Notting Hill or wherever, Rome or Rotherhithe, Athens, or more likely some high-density estate somewhere in the third world, down the wrong end of town, will you, won't you? Drugs, deprivation, prostitution. Believe me, such a fate is only too likely. Will you, won't you? Miranda, let's sit together. Just for a few minutes... Won't you sit with me? Why treat me so coldly? That's better. Perhaps from time to time you'll think fondly of me and old Albert and Shinyanga. And Alice. We mustn't forget Alice. That's why Neil is here. When you're far away, you'll look back on this as Wonderland, I promise you. You'll never forget Alice. Neil won't. You won't let him. But he'll provide the antidote to grim reality, a one and only true love. You're frowning, Neil. Don't worry, you'll soon know what I mean, won't you, just? Darling, will you, won't you, will you, won't you, will you join the dance?
I must go.
You can really have no notion how delightful it will be.
She's leaving you, Greta.
When they take us up and throw us with the lobsters out to sea. But the snail replied, too far, and gave a look askance.
She thanked the whiting kindly, but she would not join the dance. I won't be a minute, Neil.
Your power's finished. You must feel as...
Oh, you've no idea how I feel. Is your quest for Alice now at an end?
Okay, I'm looking for one girl, found another.
For how long?
We might go legit. Think on that. I'll return as Lord of the Manor. Then where will you be? Perhaps I'll keep you on for a bit.
I'll phone.
You call the police and you'll never see Miranda again. Remember? I'm getting her out of here. It's my day for doing the right thing. For Christ's sakes. I shopped Hoopoo. It went dead against my principles, but I told myself he really isn't fit to be let loose. I'll have to live with that.
Yes, you will.
How would you know?
We both had to make a choice. It's curious, isn't it? Do you know what you're taking on? Do you? Miranda can't bear to be rejected. Losing her mother early was traumatic enough. Then her father died. Since her bereavement, she gets terribly, terribly attached to people. If it's money you
want... It's money you want! Her money. All this. I've heard about her signing documents.
Have you?
And the unlabeled drugs.
Have you?
And she's not 19. She's 21.
Yes, she is.
We've read your hand.
You're not in love with her.
No?
You think you're onto a good thing.
It was her idea that we go away together, not mine.
You sealed the proposition in bed.
Oh, well, what was I to do?
You should have known better.
I'm just out of prison, not a seminary. When I was inside, I devoted myself to Shakespeare and Dickens, all the good books I could lay my hands on. I studied the old masters. I lined my brain with culture. But all the time, I felt as horny as a goat. I get here, a gorgeous bird gives me a bigger command than a cathedral's bells. Look, early on, I was taught, never put off till tomorrow. What...
You'll abandon her. She's not well. You won't have the patience, and when you try to leave her...
What are you telling me?
She can't accept rejection. If you abandon her...
Give over.
It's serious.
Your hold on her is finished.
She couldn't let Alice go.
Alice?
Oh, yes. That's why I don't want the police here. Why I've put up with you. You. You miserable sperm bank. I've been worried sick, not for myself, but for her.
You've been setting her up for a takeover.
She's a paranoid schizophrenic.
That's crap!
Oh, you do know what I mean. Apart from studying the classics in prison, did you also learn how to be a psychiatric nurse?
You'd be doping her.
Yes, of course, to prevent her being dumped in an institution.
I don't believe
her. Have you seen her?
I don't believe...
In her bad spells, will you be able to cope when she has a turn?
I'll help her.
When she's desperate and reaches for her gouge? How will you handle that?
What has she done?
We were trying to forget that Alice ever came here.
Oh, no.
We have to let her forget. Better that you don't know either.
Tell me. Come on. Greta.
She killed Alice with a gouge.
Not an easy thing to do.
Have you seen her in a frenzy? She's got such strong hands.
Where's the body?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't. Neither does Miranda. She's forgotten. And I deliberately mix your Alice with Alice in Wonderland to keep her confused. What else could I do? Report her to the police? Have her locked away? You, of all people, should have some sympathy.
Miranda killed my sister.
She didn't know what she was doing.
I can't believe...
Leave now. Get out. Get away from it all, if you've any sense. Let's go through to the drawing room. Look, I can give her a life here. Protect her. Encourage. Oh, it's not easy. Not easy at all. Working down a mine would be easier. She's a job for a lifetime. You can slip out through the French windows. Come on.
Alice's body must be somewhere. Who buried her?
Albert. He hasn't said where, and I don't want to know. There's nothing you can do about Alice unless you demand justice. Do you want to turn her in? Quite apart from anything else, in your fraternity, isn't grassing infra-dig? Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot about Hoopoo. But to rat on your mistress, oh dear me, I think that would be frowned upon. You've got the car keys.
You're asking me to drop her?
Better here than down the road.
She'll be shattered.
I can put her together again. I can. I've done it before. I'll give her your love.
Take this back.
I don't want her jewellery.
It's paste. The real jewellery is locked away. I'm afraid I haven't any cash left, but take my earrings. Don't sell them cheap. They're worth about 3 grand. Abandon the car as soon as you can. Tomorrow we'll report it stolen. Now go! Hurry! For your own sake!
Where's Neil?
Put the case down, dear.
Where is he? Neil! Neil! Give me the key. Give it to me. The key! Neil! Neil! Wait for me.
Come here, darling. Come back now.
You made him leave.
He's on the run, dear. He can run much more swiftly on his own. When he's free, perhaps he'll return. I'll come along.
Leave me alone.
I can't do that.
He's left because of you.
Let's go inside.
Keep the windows open. Turn off the light. Now leave me.
Miranda.
Leave me.
Promise you won't go out.
He loved me.
Promise.
What?
You mustn't go out. You understand? I'd much rather...
Just leave me. Where is it? Where is it? My gown.
Miranda. Why are you in the dark?
I'm waiting for you.
Turn the light on.
No.
Stand by the window, then.
No.
Well, I can see you better.
Why did you abandon me?
I know that's what it looks like.
Yes, it does.
Look, out there, it's dodgy, you know? It's rough going. It's too rough for you, believe me. I'll send for you as soon as I can get clear.
Will you?
Sure. Greta should have told you. Let me get settled first. It makes more sense.
And that's it?
It's for the best.
You didn't kiss me goodbye.
I didn't want to upset you. Honestly.
But why have you come back? You changed your mind. You want me with you, Neil?
I'll return to get the scarf. Alice's scarf. It's a memento. It's all I have. You see, I left the photo behind. I couldn't leave without this.
What do you have to remind you of me?
How can I forget you? I'll have to... I'll send for you.
Kiss me goodbye, then. Properly.
What are you doing?
My gouge points into your back. Don't move, Neil. I'm quite strong and the gouge is sharp.
Yeah. It hurts, Miranda.
Oh, oddly enough, it soothes me.
You've come back, you idiot.
Let me go, Miranda. I'll deal with her. Then we'll be free. I mean it.
Promise?
Promise.
Albert. Albert, do it. Go on. Nobody's going to take her away from me. Not Alice, not him.
Albert.
Out.
Take that bloody axe off my neck.
Out.
Be serious. Put the axe away. I'm not one of your roosters.
Aren't you?
Jeez. It was you, wasn't it? Who raped that woman? Poor old Lubu's. Oh, my God.
You shouldn't have broken out of prison. He's safe inside.
Off with his head.
You're off yours.
Off with his head! Darling, it's all been a dream. A nasty dream. Oh. Shall I tell you a story? Let me remember now. I think I can remember. One thing was certain, that the white kitten had had nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it at all. Close your eyes. It was the black kitten's fault entirely. For the white kitten had been having its face washed by the old cat for the last quarter of an hour.
And bearing it pretty well, considering. So you see, it couldn't have had a hand in the mischief. That's better. Sleep, my darling. Alice was sitting curled up in a corner of the great armchair, half talking to herself and half asleep. Where have you put him?
With Alice.
That's nice. Where precisely?
In the looking glass.
That is nice.
In Looking for Alice by Peter McKelvey, Bridget Forsyth was Greta and David Ryle was Albert. Neil was played by John Lloyd Fillingham and Miranda by Melanie Thor. Hoopoo by James McMartin. Dorothy by Daphne Oxenford. Inspector Pope by Malcolm Rayburn. And Alice by Fiona Kerr. Looking for Alice was directed in Manchester by Michael Fox.